obviously, we have a lot of respect for both coaches.
Were you open on the two-point conversion? I was blocked, but did Skandrick get picked by his own teammate?
It's hard to say. I mean, the ball was thrown, so who knows? It's tough to say. We'll have to look at film.
But do you feel like, you would know. Do you feel like?
Yeah, I mean, as a receiver, you always feel like you're open. So, but like I said, we got to look at the film. It's tough to say on the field. And like I said, the ball was thrown, so he might have stopped when the ball was thrown. Who knows? But yeah, see what it looks like on film.
We hopped in late. What happened on the punt?
Yeah, just obviously I didn't do my job well enough. That's a critical situation. We talk about ball security all the time, and I feel like I let my teammates down and Coach Zimmer down.
Did you know right away once it went to a challenge that we're going to lose this challenge?
I didn't know for sure. I knew it came out, but I thought I had regained it on the ground, but obviously they saw otherwise.
How did that rotation work? Was that always set up that you were going to be back there in that punt and not Cordero?
No, it's just, I don't know the situation. He had trust in me back there, and obviously I didn't do my job well enough.
People were saying that that's kind of been a problem that's Ravens had before.
Yeah, you got to take care of the ball in those situations. I know he had confidence in me, and that's why I feel like I let him down and my teammates down.
But he said then for you to come back and make that really nice play on the final drive.
Yeah, it's just a game where you just got to keep coming back and keep fighting, and that's what I'm going to do. I love my teammates, and I feel like I let them down, so I wanted to make sure that I gave it everything I had in the field. I feel like I definitely let a lot of people down.
On the earlier 22-yard completion, did you feel like you're finally opening things up out there, and then you guys were thwarted again?
Yeah, I think it was a great game plan. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of opportunities. I think individually I could have made more plays down the field, and Sam did a great job just giving us opportunities, and we got to come down with those tough catches and make him right.
What was different on the two-minute drill? You guys seemed...
I don't know. I think we have a lot of confidence, we just got to put it together and quit shooting ourselves in the foot. And I think you see when we're doing things well and we're doing things the right way and we're not having penalties, good things happen.
I know that we're just asking Chad about this. What were your emotions this morning when Zim came and spoke to you? I know you probably already addressed that.
Yeah, it's tough. We have a ton of respect for him. Mm-hmm. We have a ton of respect for all of our coaches. And we know how badly he wants to be out there. We know how tough of a guy he is. And for him to not be there, it was tough. But like I said, we have a lot of respect. And I think that's what hurts the most is I feel like I let Coach Zim down. And I think that's what hurts the worst.
Thank you.
Yeah.